Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Earlier this year, the Florida legislature voted for and Governor DeSantis signed HB 385. It was the law that killed the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority, MDX. But the folks at the MDX fought back, took it to court, and recently, Leon County Circuit Judge John Cooper sided with MDX. He said the legislature basically violated the home rule provision. Now the Florida Department of Transportation has stepped in. They've asked an appeals court to order the dismissal of the constitutional challenge. We're joined now by Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez. He's also the board chairman for MDX. Mayor Jimenez, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure being here.
The original bill, it was put together by Representative Brian Avila of Miami Springs and Senator Manny Diaz Jr. of Hialeah Gardens, again, pushing to end MDX, create a new entity. When this was still being debated, though, in committee and then on the floor, I mean, you had wanted to talk to the governor about avoiding all of this and even possibly coming up with something else.
Right.
Did you ever talk to the governor, Governor DeSantis about it?
No, the governor never gave me an audience on this issue. He sided and listened, unfortunately, completely to his legislators up in the state, falsely saying that it was the delegation here wanted this. Actually, the majority of the delegation did not want this. Certain people in leadership wanted it, like the speaker and Representative Avila, who is in the leadership role up there, and also Senator Manny Diaz. In conjunction also, I have to say, probably the lieutenant governor was very much involved in this, in all of this.
You still want to meet with the governor?
Of course.
You still want to talk? Okay, so
sure.
If you got that chance, what is it that you think would be you'd be able to talk with him about?
Well, I think that this has ramifications beyond MDX. This has ramifications for projects in all the state of Florida. Remember, one of the things that I said would happen, which was the downgrading of the bonds of MDX. But also something else has happened and actually happened before is that MDX or GMX, even if that exists, cannot issue bonds because the bond rate, you cannot get a clean bond opinion from your bond council because it is quite evident if these laws stay that the rate setting authority does not lie with the board. It actually lies with Tallahassee, which means that the bond covenants are actually being violated. Therefore, you really can't issue bonds. You can't issue bonds. You can't complete the projects that you've started, some of the projects started. You can't complete the projects that are in the work program, which is part of the law, which says these projects must be completed.
And GMX that you mentioned, that was what they wanted to create with the law, with the Greater Miami Expressway Authority. That would be the new entity. All right, so now you have this additional challenge from the Department of Transportation. Again, in the petition that was released Monday night, the DOT asked the appeals court to issue a writ of prohibition. This would essentially order dismissal of the lawsuit that Judge Joe Cooper ruled on.
Right.
If the department's successful, I mean, what does that mean for MDX? You don't think it will be, but
no, I don't think it will be successful. And then what it means for MDX is that that was just the first arrow. There's other reasons why this law is, we believe, unconstitutional and violates statute. There is tortious interference. There was a transfer agreement. The people of Miami-Dade County actually paid for those roads. They paid $91 million back in the 90s to obtain the right to solely operate, maintain these roads. And so when the transfer agreement actually says that MDX will actually operate those roads in perpetuity. That's a contract between MDX, people of Miami-Dade County, and the state of Florida.
The five roads that
absolutely
under the control of MDX.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we had Senator Manny Diaz Jr. here last week, and we talked about this recent judge's decision. And again, the judge saying this was a home rule issue, and he disagreed. Here was what he said. Mm-hmm.
This is not a home rule issue because this was a statutorily created entity by the state legislature, and the state legislature has its authority to create an entity such as a transportation authority. It was not created by home rule. It was created by state statute, and then the way it was implemented, it were given the local authority to appoint members of the board and remain local control, and the funds remain locally. But remember, these were five state roads that were turned over to these authorities. So had the legislature not passed a statute to create MDX, the county couldn't arbitrarily create it.
So he's saying the roads were given to MDX, and
no,
MDX was created.
They weren't given to MDX.
Okay.
They were, remember, MDX paid. So he has a fundamental lack of understanding of what home rule really is. The state statute allowed Miami-Dade County to create MDX because the state cannot create MDX, just like the state cannot create GMX. The state, the Board of County Commissioners is the only entity that could create such an authority solely within Miami-Dade County. So he has a fundamental lack of understanding of what home rule really is. What home rule says, and by the way, it's part of the Constitution of the State of Florida, and it gives Miami-Dade County certain powers. What it says is that we're allowed to govern ourselves. The state can issue laws, what's called general application, that applies to all counties, and then Miami-Dade County has to comply with those laws. But the state cannot come in and say, we are going to create an expressway authority in Miami-Dade County that governs roads that only are in Miami-Dade County. That's a clear violation of the home rule. The reason that the statute was written that way is so that it actually allowed Miami-Dade County to create that authority, but the state could not create that authority on its own. Miami-Dade County had to take the step to pass an ordinance to create MDX. But what they failed to do with GMX is they created GMX by themselves, and GMX is only operating in Miami-Dade County, on Miami-Dade County, and has the roads are only in Miami-Dade County. That's where the judge says that's a clear violation of home rule. So it's a fundamental lack of understanding of what really home rule is.
And here's one other thing that he had said on this idea of keep. He argues again that it's not taking power away from the locals. This is what he said.
If you look at the makeup of the law with the new GMX, it's actually continues to be completely local control. Despite the rumors, none of the funds leave Miami-Dade County. They stay in those roads. Simply what was implemented was some more rigorous transparency. There was a change in the board to allow for more locals to be appointed with the input from the eight local mayors, which are the largest eight cities, which sit on the TPO. So all it did is reconfigure some of that.
And again, that's State Senator Manny Diaz Jr. He was on the program last week.
So except not true, because
okay.
MDX right now, when they want to create a new project, can create a new project. It's all autonomous inside Miami-Dade County. Now, when you want to do a new project with GMX, it actually has to go up to Tallahassee, and there's this board that is governed by the Speaker and the President of the Senate that gives the okay to do projects here in Miami-Dade County. So there is no local autonomy to GMX. They don't even have the local autonomy to, if they had to, raise rates. They'd have to go through some process of the state to allow the raise rates. Now, what's funny about this whole thing is that the entity that hasn't raised their rates or toll rates here since for the last 5 years has been MDX. The entities that have raised the rates the last 5 years has been State of Florida roads like the Turnpike and the I-95 and now the newly created Palmetto Express Lanes. Okay, that's a new toll. That's all State of Florida. The State of Florida is the one that raises their rates every single year. This is a massive smokescreen. This is a Tallahassee takeover of roads that are really, the system is run well. There has been no hint of lack of transparency. Everything is done completely in the sunshine, according to state law and our local ordinances. And so this is a total smokescreen by the state saying that, hey, we got to take control of these tolls, when in fact, the toll agencies that are actually tolling us to death are the state of Florida.
How much is the project, the big project, the extension of the 836, how much of that is at the center of all this?
I think a lot of it is, to be honest with you. I still haven't figured out why. What is the why here? What is the problem here? There's two issues. Number one is the expressway authority. And then I think there's also, this is about payback for some hurt feelings that some of these legislators.
From who?
From some former MDX board members that maybe didn't respect them, especially, you know, one individual that's up in Tallahassee didn't respect them. And this is basically, hey, if you don't respect us, you know, this is what we're going to do. I think you see a little bit of that with the fight with Miami-Dade College. when the former president, Eduardo Padrón, said some not so very nice things about some of the members that were up there, especially some of them that are in leadership positions right now. And then all of a sudden, you know, hey, we don't want Eduardo Padrón's person to be the next president of the Miami-Dade College. That's why they removed a lot of the members. Now you have to go out and search again to when you had plenty of qualified people, because they want to get their own person. So what is behind this? I think what's behind this is there are people in Tallahassee that want to take wrestle control away from Miami-Dade County and the people here in Miami-Dade, and they want to put that control up in Tallahassee. Why? Well, I don't know, but it's pretty clear to me that that's what's happening, not only with MDX, but also Miami-Dade College.
So according to the court, MDX can still continue to operate. So what is it doing right now?
No, we continue to operate until the appeal. Now, the appeal actually puts an automatic stay on the judge's ruling. And so Miami, you know, MDX is going to go and challenge and actually try to get the judge to overrule the stay so that MDX can continue to operate until this finally is heard. We believe it's probably going to go all the way to Supreme Court. Look, the judge was pretty clear and wrote a very concise opinion as to why this was a clear violation of the home rule, a violation of the Constitution of the state of Florida. We think that we're going to prevail not only at the appellate level, but also at the Supreme Court level. And then we have the second fight, which is, okay, are they going to come at us? Again, I've got to get to the governor and say, look, this fight is actually costing the people of Miami-Dade County millions of dollars. It's going to cost us millions of dollars in increased financing costs because our bond rating was downgraded because of the action of the legislature. And even if right now we can't even issue bonds for some much needed projects that we need in order to alleviate traffic on our roads. Look what happened when the 836 expansion that we just did, the road work we did on the 836 expansion, that particular project increased speeds on the 836 by 20 to 25 miles an hour. That's a significant improvement. There are a lot of other improvements that we need to continue to do on the MDX system without raising tolls that will alleviate, you know, a lot of our problems here in Miami-Dade.
So it's a continued court battle. Again, talking with Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez, talking about the future of MDX. I want to stay on transportation just briefly on this. The other story is the future of Brightline. And there's been talks of setting up stations in Aventura, Port Miami, Boca Raton, and the county may actually pitch in to help with this. But what's the deal with the situation on Brightline?
Well, the thing with Brightline is that's one of the smart quarters, the smart plan. That's actually one of the smart quarters. The great thing about it is the infrastructure already has been built. There's $1 billion worth of infrastructure there. The rail, et cetera, has already been built. And the rolling stock's already been bought by a private company. And so we're working with Brightline to help them put a station at Aventura and start some commuter rail here on that corridor. Maybe actually put a stop there at the port. I know Boca Raton is in conversations with them about putting a stop over in Boca Raton. But that's just the beginning of commuter rail on that particular line.
What's your take on Brightline? I mean, this is a conversation that we have from time to time. I've ridden on it a few times. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's nice. But at the same time, I also notice it's empty a lot of the time.
Well, that's a conversation about the entire, you know, mass transit system sometime, okay? And what the theory is the more we add, the more that more and more people will do that. Look, all we want to do is give people options, all right? We want to give you an option, a different option from getting from Aventura to downtown, and then accessing a metro rail or other systems. Will everybody take it? Nope. The good thing, what's attractive about it, it's a one-time investment. They will operate, maintain the system. If we were going to put a rail line up to Aventura and up the east coast, it would cost us billions of dollars to do it. And it would cost us, you know, tens of millions of dollars to operate and maintain it. And so in a sense, you know, you're actually leveraging the private sector on this particular project, and it is a mass transit project. We also want to enter negotiations with them about adding some additional stations so that you give people a different option. And then and that's really all we want to do. It's not one size fits all. It's not one solution for everything. Trains are not the solution for everything. In this case, the train infrastructure is already there. We might as well leverage that that investment by the private sector and then give some of our folks, you know, the ability to, you know, ride a train into work.
I want to switch things up a little bit before I let you go. I want to ask you, as we enter this upcoming year, the political season, you know, it'll be your final year as mayor. But obviously, you know, there's been a lot of talking around you about your future and, you know, what you want to do.
Right.
Have you made a decision? Because the big thing is people are saying you might run for Congress.
I'm considering running making a run for Congress. I'm considering also a couple other options that are local in nature. One of them would be running for District 7, which is my old seat back on the commission. So that's still up in the air right now. I'll probably make a decision fairly quickly. I have to, because we got to gear up for a campaign. I mean, it's a year away, but it's really less than a year away because the primary election is in August. So it's less than a year. But, you know, those are a couple things that I'm considering right now.
Yeah, because the other thing, too, is if you're running for Congress, too, you're running, I mean, you're a Republican.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, look, next year, everybody talks about what it's going to be, and we don't know, but the presidential election is going to be intense either way.
Right.
So, I mean, when you consider, because as what I'm wondering is, as you consider this, is any politician, as you're running, and you have to run alongside the presidential election, how do you play that? How do you play? Is it, do you want to link yourself to the president or separate yourself from the president? Do you want to?
I link myself to the policies that I will support if I run for Congress. The same way the policies I support if I run for the commission. I've been in this town. I've been elected office for about 16 years. People know, understand exactly where I stand. I'm pretty much middle of the road. I think that's where the country is, actually, middle of the road. And then unfortunately, we've had politicians
really
on both sides.
Do you really think that? Because see so much separation.
No, I understand. That's why I want to come back. I want to bring you know, I'm a middle of the road guy. I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm a social moderate. I sometimes disagree with the president. I sometimes agree with the president. It depends on the policy. All right. And so I'm running as Carlos Jimenez. I happen to be a Republican. Yes. But people in this town know what I'm about. And also, you know, that I've been a pretty good public servant here, and I've run a pretty good operation, and I've done a pretty good job being mayor of Miami-Dade County. The expansion of our economy, the diversification of our economy here. So I have a pretty clear idea of what I want to accomplish, not only here in Miami-Dade, but also just not only Miami-Dade, but I think the country needs to come back into the middle. I mean, it's the two parties are way out of the mainstream, I think.
Do you think you can do more on a local level compared to what you might be able to do in D.C.?
Great question. And that's one of the things, thought processes are going through my mind right now. Where do I think that, you know, I could do better? Obviously, Mayor of Miami-Dade County, you can do a lot. As a commissioner, you're one of 13. As a congressperson, you're, I guess, one of 400 or something. But you know, that's something that I'll have to discuss with my family. And in the end, it'll be a family decision of what I want to do. I want to continue to serve. I really want that. I'm a public servant. Started out as a firefighter 40-something years ago. That's in my blood.
And you said you have to make this decision pretty quick.
And I do. And I will.
All right. So, well, when you do, we welcome you to come on the program and let us know what that is going to be.
Absolutely.
Again, he is Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez, and again, we talked about MDX and other transportation issues, and talking about his future, and you know what? We'll bring him back on when that comes up. So, Mayor Jimenez, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, still to come, we're going to learn about a program that helps families of children with disabilities to save more money, especially when that child becomes an adult. That's coming up next on the program.